Juneau Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guests are here to preview tomorrow night's author's reception at the University of Alaska Southeast. Please welcome Jonas Lamb. He's the public services librarian. And Jen Ward, who's the outreach services librarian, to the show. Welcome, you two.
Hi there.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, nice to see you both. So, Jen, you were telling me this is the fourth annual author's reception?
That's right. It's the Friends of the Egan Library author's reception, our fourth time around, and we'll be celebrating faculty publications from the year 2018. It's going to be a fun event.
There are a lot of publishings coming out of UAS, aren't there?
Yeah, a pretty active community.
Yeah, we have. We're honoring 25 faculty authors. So just in the year 2018, 25 of our faculty have multiple publications in national and international journals.
Got it. So this is tomorrow night at the Egan Library from 5 to 6, right? What's it going to look like?
Well, it is a members-only event. It's open to UAS students, staff, and faculty, and to current members of the Friends of the Egan Library. So even though
exclusive.
It's very exclusive, and though you're not a member, Scott, you can join at the door. $50, $50 will get you an individual annual membership in the UAS Alumni and Friends Association, and also in the Friends of the Egan Library.
Okay, and support events like this, and?
Yes, and we should say it's a 21 and over event.
Okay. Who are some of the published authors that you'll be celebrating tomorrow?
Well, let's see. We have Jason Amundson. He's had some publications in his research, say in the Journal of Geophysical Research. He'll actually be speaking at the event. The dean, Tom Thornton, has publications we're honoring. So many. There's 25 authors. I don't know.
Jonas, are you among them this year?
I finally made the list, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
What will you be honored for?
So I contributed a book chapter this year to an open access book that's all about different affordability initiatives happening on college campuses, work being done by librarians and other faculty to kind of recognize that the costs of higher ed are getting a little overboard. So what strategies can we use to make school more affordable for our students? Part of that might be like using open educational resources or open access texts. Other initiatives are like utilizing library ebooks, or in some cases there's new models from publishers that just kind of provides day one access to commercial texts for every student, but they don't actually have to go to the bookstore and purchase the materials.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Jen, how about you? Do you have?
I was honored in, actually, I think it was last year or the year before, but not this year. But I do want to say also Jonas completed a thesis, right? MFA?
Yeah, I finished my MFA. And so for those who, make it to the bitter end of tomorrow's reception. It'll be a really short reception, but I'll give out a few awards at the end, and then I will read a poem from my master's thesis.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's 21 and over. It's from 5 to 6. So 1 hour.
1 hour. We might spill over a little bit, but there'll be, food, beverages, good company, and some golden awards.
Yeah, some really funny, kind of quirky awards that have kind of developed over the years that we've done this reception. We like to honor faculty for different things, part of their – I'm trying to think of one of the awards. We actually lay out the titles and give an award for the faculty member that has the longest title and the shortest title. They get special awards for that.
It sounds like a fun event. I think I might have interrupted you earlier, Jen, when you're reading some of the names. Are there other authors we might recognize?
Yeah, let's see. Heidi Pearson is on the list. Robin Walls, Emily Wall, Carolyn Bergstrom, Lance Twitchell completed his dissertation. Alberta Jones completed her dissertation. There's so many more. Erin Hood. Who else?
Erica Hill, Michael Collins, Sanjay Pierre. There's a lot of great research and creative activity that came out of the campus this year.
Yeah, well, and you get to, people who attend tomorrow get to hang out with all of these writers.
Exclusive company and all the terrific members of the Friends of the Egan Library.
All right.
Exclusive company.
Again, 5 to 6 at the Egan Library tomorrow. It's the UAS Authors Reception. Remind me once more what club we need to be a part of or can join to get in.
Yeah, you could come and join at the door, or if you visit the University of Alaska Alumni and Friends Association, you can join online. And you have to also just join the Friends of the Egan Library Network. It's like a $15 add-on to an individual annual membership.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but thinking of the UAS Alumni and Friends Association, they do scholarships and other things, right?
Yeah, they do annual fundraisers for student scholarships. They just had a big alumni banquet and silent auction last weekend, I believe.
Yes.
But yeah, they've been pretty integral in helping us get this Friends of the Library Network going as an opportunity for, you know, alumni that still want to engage with the academic community. They can maintain that connection. It's a great opportunity for donors to give back to the university and help us grow our collections even during contracting budget times.
Yeah.
All right. So hang out with famous authors, a lot of them, support education, support writing, 5 to 6 on a Friday night at the UAS Egan Library.
Hope to see you there.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Anything else either of you would like to add?
Good food. I think it's going to be catered by, is it Shea Alaska, I believe?
I think you're right,
Might
yes.
even be some beverages for those 21 and over.
Yeah.
And yeah, hope to see you there.
All right. Thank you so much, Jen Ward, Jonas Hill, or Jonas Lamb. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Wine and roses are distant days for me. I dream of the last and the next affair and of girls.